Hi, this is Brad Crumby, and you're listening to Hardwick Sound. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode number 42 of Hardwick Sound. My name is Caleb, and joining me here in the dump is my family and one very special guest. Let's start to my right this time. Hey, Seth.
Hey.
What's up?
You know, this is a really exciting day on Hardwick Sound.
It really is.
You know why?
Why?
Well, I asked you why.
Well, I have lots of reasons why.
Oh, well, the real reason is, for those of you who have ever watched the live stream, I'm almost always drinking a can of Coke.
Yep.
Today, I'm trying something new.
Oh, really?
I'm drinking a can of 7-Up.
Oh, so do you think that'll affect your personality?
It might. It really might.
It really might. So your nickname this week is the Lug Bug.
Ooh, why?
We'll talk about that in a minute. How about that? To Seth's right is my older brother, Noah. What's up, Noah?
Hi, can I be the green gummy bear?
The green gummy bear?
Yeah.
Well, that's a good question. Noah, if you were a type of candy, what type of candy would you be? Would it be the green gummy bear?
Maybe. I don't know. So much pressure.
I think that may be your
would
nickname.
Would it be a nerd?
The nerd.
Nerds.
Nerds. Noah, your nickname this week is either the green gummy bear or the nerds. Plural. Nerds. I don't know which one. Okay, to Noah's right, we have my lovely mother, Ms. Carla.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, how you doing?
I know what kind of candy I am.
Really?
Laffy Taffy? No.
What are you?
I'm the Red Hots.
The Red Hots.
I thought you were the well Sweethearts.
Played. Well played. Well, your nickname is less flattering. Your nickname is the Bear Licker.
The Bear Licker. I understand that. I should
not
liquor
like L-I-Q-U. Wait, how do you spell liquor? Not that kind of liquor. That's an entirely different. No, bear L-I-C-K-E-R. Although that's not necessarily any more tasteful. But that's what she's doing right now. She's licking on some gummy bears.
It's a yellow gummy bear and it's good.
Yeah. All right. And most importantly, we have to Miss Carla's right.
The person that brought the gummy bears.
The most important person in the room. Mr. Brad Crumby.
Hello.
Hey, Brad. How you doing?
I'm good.
I like your shirt.
Do you like my shirt?
Yeah. It says Saline County Library. Libraries are for everyone.
For everybody.
For everybody.
You have diversity in the library?
We do.
Wow.
Yep.
Cool.
Brad is our very special guest for this episode. Brad, you've listened to the... you've listened to the podcast before.
Yes, I have.
So that's exciting. We actually have somebody who kind of knows us and is able to make inside jokes with us.
And we've known Brad for a very long time too. So
yeah, Brad's one of the few people I think I've known most of my life.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I knew Miss Carla a long time. Yeah.
Tell it. I've known Brad since he was like 4 or 5 years old.
Yes.
You changed his diapers.
No.
Oh.
Never did that, thankfully.
Nope. Yeah. Not that long.
No. I just remember him from, I was teaching like his Sunday school class, you know, when he was a little kid at church. And he was the kid that actually sat and listened.
Oh, really?
He was a good kid.
He didn't act up?
Not really, no.
I can see Brad being a real wild one right there.
Right. I haven't discovered that kid in my sixth grade guys class yet.
The calm one who listens. They only come very rarely.
Yeah,
they're not very many of people. They're not very many Brads in the world.
I mean, I had a few in some of my other classes, but this one I haven't found it yet.
Yeah. So Brad, let's do this. Your nickname. I'm not even sure this is a nickname. This is a title. I'm giving you a title.
Uh-oh.
You might as well be the official Hardwick Sound snack guy.
All right. Good
like
deal.
From now on, you get to supply our snacks.
Did I do okay?
I think you did. Mama, tell him about how this went down.
I'm not sure exactly. Brad sent me a text and said, hey, what do you guys like to snack on? And I just kind of got carried away and told him about 10 things. You know, I said, hey, we like Whoppers. We like chips and dip. I thought he would pick like one thing out of all of them. You know,
yeah.
He brought all of them.
He brought all of them. How many, what all did you bring?
Oh.
Chips and salsa and cheese dip.
Popcorn.
Yeah. Whoppers.
Whoppers.
Ice cream.
The aforementioned gummy bears.
Okay, so everyone knows what we're going to do after we finish this.
Do you know what you call that contract-like thing that artists, you know, have that's into the venue or whatever? that this is what we expect you to provide.
Yeah, the sheet in the green room.
Yeah. We need to start sending one of those to all of our guests.
Yeah. Listen, you can be on the show, but these are the things we expect you to bring us.
We didn't even get close to the end of that list.
No.
I mean, there was some kind of cookies.
Yeah, there was Reese's, like, chewy, chunky cookies. Yeah. They were pretty good.
He just went overboard on on
set. Well, let me just put it this way. He set the bar pretty high for whoever comes next.
I like this, to be on the show. You know, we were trying to figure out how do we make money podcasting. Well, we can't make money by the listeners, but you can pay to be on the show.
Look, I just don't want to be made look like a fool or something. You know, so I got to pay the guy that takes reports.
Like I said, if you bring a cheap snack offering, you don't get, you don't look good on the podcast, all right?
We don't edit out your mistakes.
Yeah. You bring a good podcast offering, it's like a sacrifice, you know.
Yeah.
You make a nice sacrifice.
We will let you edit it, decide what you want in.
Yeah. There you go. So, Brad, how would you describe yourself? The classic podcast question.
I'm probably a geek.
A geek? Why does everybody on our podcast say that?
Well, he's not a homeschool geek, though.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I think Callie said she was a nerd, to be fair, and not a geek, but...
I thought she was a superhero.
What kind of geek are you?
He's a library geek.
A library geek?
A librarian.
He's a librarian.
Literally.
a literal geek.
Yes.
Or a literatural. What's the word
sure.
I'm looking
for?
Yeah.
Literary. No,
sure.
No, that's something
literature
else.
Geek.
Well, I want to tell you what I associate Brad with. Arthur episodes where they always have the having fun
isn't hard if you got a library card.
I always think that they wrote that song for Brad every time I hear it.
If anybody out there doesn't know that tune, that song from Arthur, please go to YouTube and look it up. My life.
I think maybe we should like insert a little clip of it right here.
Got everything you need. There's plenty to do, or you could just sit and read. Okay, cool. So if I was able to find that online, I hope you enjoyed that. But yeah, so Brad, you do a lot. You're a librarian. What else do you like to do?
I'm also a pastor at Tyndall Park Missionary Baptist Church.
Cool. So does that make you a pastabrarian? It's like a Rastafarian.
Maybe.
Or is that a librastor?
Well, I call myself the man of the book.
Whoa.
The book.
The book.
I'm a librarian, but I'm only... Yeah.
The book of books.
I have a question. Does the library have, like, Bibles you can check out in different translations and stuff?
We do.
Awesome. Cool. Wow, I didn't know that.
There are libraries that do not, but our library does.
So what's new, guys? Anything exciting happened lately? Noah, you got your arms up.
I was actually just stretching, but I do have something interesting.
Okay, looks like you were doing touchdown.
Woo! No, I was just stretching. I have a new side project, sort of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know about this.
Yeah, so I'm curating the indie Christian sound playlist on Spotify now.
Oh, okay. Cool. So what does that involve?
Basically just hunting down new music and putting them on the playlist for people to listen to.
Cool.
I thought you were already doing that.
You had your own
playlist. I was hunting down music and putting it into a list on Indie Vision Music. But this is an actual playlist.
How many people...
Oh, a playlist. Okay, I got it.
How many people follow these playlists?
I think the biggest one has about 1,500 people on it.
Well, okay. That's a lot more people than listen to this.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, my personal Spotify playlist has about 23 people. So it's a little step up from where I was at before.
Yeah, how's that going?
I guess it's going pretty good. I've only done it for 1 week, and it's just something I'm actually probably only doing temporarily, maybe. The person who owns the playlist profile, I guess was what you'd call it. I interviewed him on my podcast a while back, and he sent me a message, said, "Hey, I'm going to be on vacation this month and just want to take some time off. Would you mind filling in for me during August?" So. That's what I'm doing during August.
Cool. Sounds like fun.
I have a note about Noah's touchdown. I just want to say that we are now less than 3 weeks away till the start of Razorback football again.
Ooh, cool. Pigs.
August 31st at 7 p.m. in Little Rock, War Memorial Stadium. First game of the season.
Cool. Nice.
It's on a Thursday.
So getting back to what we mentioned earlier, Seth, about you being the lug bug, tell us about the exciting thing happening tomorrow. Or can you talk about that?
I can't talk about that outside of we're having an ARC lug, which is the Arkansas LEGO Users Group, meeting tomorrow. And there's going to be plenty of LEGO bricks there.
He can't tell you why.
I can't really. If you want to find out, come to the meeting that's tomorrow, that you will be about 3 days ago when you actually listen to this.
But so. but since he's part of the LEGO user group, the LUG.
We get, I'll just say this, we get benefits.
They get benefits, and they're going to have quite a party almost.
Yeah.
So he's got that. He's got an exciting thing going on tomorrow. Although that's why he's the luck bug.
Yeah, and also, just a note on that, SpaCon is coming up in a little over 6 weeks now.
Oh, wow.
In September 23rd, 22nd, 23rd.
Cool.
In September, so.
Yep.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. We got three guys coming up from Texas out of the Dallas-Fort Worth club that are going to be joining us.
Well, let's see. What happened to me today? Oh, that's right. I had to go to the vet. I have a flea problem.
Did you get it taken care of?
Well, I got some.
Did you get dipped?
the vet people gave me some medicine.
Because Brad's
you they
really
didn't give it to you.
No, they gave it to him. I mean, I had to pay for it. But
yeah.
Because
one of the special collars.
if they didn't give you a dip and dunk you under the water, Brad can do that.
Oh, with the holy water.
Yeah.
Well, holy water, get rid of fleas. Have you tried this?
I have not.
Oh, okay.
You want to explain further, Caleb?
About what? My flea problem?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, there's been a lot of itching and scratching going around here at the house. And so I was like, well, I'll just go to the vet and get some medicine. And so I did. And I took it home and I cut it open. No, I mean, yeah, I broke it into pieces and then I put it in hot dogs and then I administered it to the people scratching through the hot dogs.
The people and scratching.
Hold on.
Dogs are people too.
Did you get your rabies shot too?
No, I didn't. No, the rabies shots we'll have to get somewhere else. But nope, Coca and Cola, our lovely puppies, have been itching a lot, so it was time for them to get some flea medicine, so that's what I did. I got them some flea medicine today, and sure enough, Coca is a master of eating the hot dog and leaving the medicine. I don't even know how that's possible. Like, Cola will just, like, gulp down the whole hot dog.
Cola leaves nothing behind.
Cola won't even take a bite. Now, Coca will, like, kind of move it around in her mouth a little bit, swallow the hot dog and spit out the medicine. I don't know how she does it. It's amazing.
Did you finally get it down her?
I think so.
Maybe she's like a shark and she can, you know, regurgitate things that are indigestible.
Maybe so. I don't know. She was starting to test my patience, though. I had to give her three hot dogs to get it out.
That's her master plan.
She knows what she's doing. She's like, I'll take the medicine eventually, but until then, I'm going to keep getting more hot dogs. So anyway, good stuff. So
what about Brad? Has he been doing anything?
Brad, has anything exciting happened to you lately?
Oh, this week we've been doing the book sale at the library, so y'all just missed it. Sorry. But we do have friends of the library now, so they will be trying to start a book sale room all the time or weekly or something. But
the library has friends.
We have friends
like on Facebook. Facebook
yeah.
Friends.
They're people not lonely
like us.
Anymore.
They really like us.
Ooh, wow.
Is there an enemies of the library?
Well, we wouldn't know about it because they're meeting somewhere down the road. Where would they be meeting?
I'm not sure. Friends. You keep your friends close,
right,
and your enemies closer.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
They probably are meeting in our meeting room, actually.
Is anything exciting happening? Did anything exciting happen at the book sale? Any exciting people?
They sold some books.
I have a question.
Exciting. Yeah.
What do you do with the books that didn't sell?
We usually put them back in the book sale again, or
they go back on the shelves.
We eventually have to recycle them.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah,
yeah, those poor books. Listen, if for only $2.99 a month, for only $2.99 a month, you can adopt a book.
Right.
Symbolically adopt a book.
No, you have to take it home and and give it flea meds occasionally.
So do they get reincarnated as better books?
Maybe.
They get recycled into a better book. I hope so. I hope so. Well, guys, this is the 42nd episode of Hardwick Sound. So that makes this a very special episode.
The Jackie Robinson episode?
Kind of. So actually, I'll tell you something interesting.
It's the meaning of life, this episode.
Back on December 1st, 2016, I posted on Instagram asking for a question to answer on the episode. And the only response I got was a comment from Greatest Footballer, who y'all all know. Was it maybe Brad? Brad probably didn't know. As Colton Ritter.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's the greatest footballer. Anyway, so his question at that back in on December 1st was, what makes 42 the answer to life?
This podcast.
And now you have the answer. This episode.
It's the answer to life.
It's the answer to life. So
I hope he's listening.
Yeah.
Colton, now you know.
Now you know. You know, it's interesting. I started reading. Let me say this. There is a lot of Wikipedia documentation about the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy's question and the answer being 42. Brad, you're a librarian. You know about this. Have you actually read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy? As the only person here who's read it, then.
Oh, no!
You can fill us in on this stuff. But Wikipedia was giving me some interesting information about that. And a lot of discussion over the years about why did the author, Douglas Adams, to come up with, why did he in the book make 42 the answer to everything? What does he say? The answer to the ultimate question of life, the universe, and everything. And so I'm going to share a couple of things that are interesting. In the book, of course, they make a supercomputer to calculate the answer to the ultimate question of life, the galaxy, and everything. And, of course, the answer it comes back with is 42. Of course, the question then is, why did the author choose 42? And I thought his answer is
42, so it's the answer to everything.
Yeah, yeah, of course. And they say, well, wait, I don't get it. What's the question? And so then they have to go build another supercomputer to calculate the ultimate question. Which the ultimate question comes back as, what is 6 times 9?
It's the wrong answer.
It's the wrong, it's the wrong question. It's the wrong answer.
I don't know.
But that plays into the whole story. And I thought the quote from the book is terrific. This says, there is a theory which states that if ever anyone discovers exactly what the universe is for and why it is here, it will instantly disappear and be replaced by something even more bizarre and inexplicable. There is another theory mentioned which states that this has already happened.
Oh... It may have.
So the book is saying that you can't have the question and the answer ever be the same, or it automatically disappears. Or maybe it already has. Who knows? But anyway, so when asked about why 42, Douglas Adams' answer was that it's the funniest of two-digit numbers.
42? I disagree. 17.
17? It's a pretty ordinary number.
I like 20.
20. Or 14 is good. 14. It just sounds good if you live in the South. 14.
Yeah, sure. Another theory suggests that actually he chose it because Lewis Carroll, who wrote Librarian, do you know? He wrote Alice in Wonderland.
Okay. I knew that.
And Alice in Wonderland, the number 42 pops up a lot. And that he thinks that a lot of people think maybe it was a nod to that. So anyway, to answer Colton's original question about why is it the answer to life and everything, I've came up with 4 different reasons. Okay?
Okay, let's hear it.
Well, number one's the one Noah already mentioned. It's Jackie Robinson. I mean, he wore the number 42. It's the only number that's retired by all Major League Baseball teams. And they made a film called 42.
And possibly the only number that all players have worn.
Well, not all players, but the only number that every player
But don't they do the? Haven't they done the thing where all the players wore the number 42?
Well, yeah, but that's still only like, what 84
one game a year.
All, yeah, you know. Okay. All players, active players.
Okay, number two, it's the number of territories in risk.
I didn't realize that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Wow.
Number three, this was kind of interesting. I didn't know this. Thank you to Wikipedia for teaching me this. It's theorized that it's the fastest way you could get to the other side of the world is by cutting a hole through the middle of the world, and it would take 42 minutes to get to the other side.
I don't believe that.
No.
When was this number come up with?
It was like in the 1960s. A researcher named Paul Cooper did the math, and it says that if you could cut a hole through the earth and use gravity, I forget how he made it work, but anyway, it would take a minimum time of 42 minutes.
But how do you get back out the other side?
I don't know how it works. I'm sure they make it work somehow. But anyway, there you go. It takes 42 minutes. And finally, and perhaps most importantly, it's the number of teenagers mauled by the bear after making fun of Elisha.
42
people after they said, "Go up, Baldy," or whatever. Isn't that what they said? Yeah.
Baldy. So remember, people, treat your prophets nicely.
Don't make fun of bald people.
Don't make
particularly
fun
the
of
bald,
bald
ones.
People.
The bald ones have an anger issue.
Yep.
Segway.
Okay, so we've been looking for an excuse for a long time now to bring back an old podcast favorite. A little game we like to call Random Bible Verse Generator.
Yes.
I don't know when the last time we played this was. It's been a while.
Last fall, I think. It's been a while.
Yeah. We played it twice.
I think and twice on the podcast. And what better time to play this than with a pastor himself and a librarian,
right?
Which I'm sure that helps somehow.
Who's going to be doing the generating?
I am.
Seth is going to generate random verses for us. He's going to curate them. And
however, I have already generated them and put them in a list now.
Okay, good.
So they're still random.
I'm going to try not to look at Seth's screen.
I don't think Seth has rigged it, but we'll find out. So here's how the game works. Seth's going to read a random Bible verse, randomly generated from a website from somewhere.
Thy word is true.
Thywordistrue.com?
Yes.
Thywordistrue.com. That's a real place. Okay. So then he's taken them and put them in the list. And so he's going to read the verse. And then we have to all guess about where that verse is located in the Bible. And whoever gets closest wins.
Yes. And the game is played in three different rounds per verse. First, everyone guesses the book. Those who get it right get a point. And then they move on. And then you try and guess the chapter and ultimately the verse number itself.
All right.
So, all right.
Everybody ready?
Let's do
it. We all clear in the rules? Okay.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to start off with an easy one, and it is the following. And the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle part of the blood seven times before the Lord in front of the veil of the sanctuary.
All right, let the guesses begin. It sounds like Leviticus to me, or Deuteronomy.
I'm going to go with Leviticus, too.
Noah's going with Leviticus.
Noah has locked in
Leviticus. I'm going to lock in with Leviticus, Brad. He's looking to heaven.
isn't that where you should always look?
Yes. That's a regular habit for him. We'd look over there, and he's just looking up. All right, what's your guess?
It's either Exodus or Leviticus. I'm going with Leviticus.
All right.
Mama?
Three for Leviticus.
I'm going to go with Deuteronomy.
All right.
Just to be different.
So we have three Leviticuses and a Deuteronomy.
Yep.
And the correct answer is Leviticus.
All right.
Okay, so I'm out.
So the three of us, we all have to start with chapter now. All right. Noah, what's your chapter guess?
Chapter 4.
Okay. I'm going to go later in the book. I'm going to say, chapter 18.
Brad, he's still looking toward heaven.
I'll go with 19.
Oh, one-ups me. It's like Price is Right where you bid $1
right,
more.
Right.
Okay. All right, Seth, what is the chapter?
The correct answer is, I'm sorry, but only one of you got it right. And it is Noah with chapter 4.
Oh, you're kidding me. So Noah got the right chapter? Amazing. If you know the verse, I'm going to be
Noah, impressed. What is the verse?
Verse 15.
It is verse number. Anyone have any other guesses?
No.
They know it? Okay,
no.
It's verse 6. So Leviticus chapter 4, verse 6.
Wow.
Very
we got pretty
good,
close.
Noah.
I'm pretty impressed.
I'm impressed. Yeah.
So Noah jumps out to an early lead with 2 points.
All right.
All right.
Let's do another
one. The increasing value for getting the...
I agree. Yeah. All right, next verse.
All right, the next verse is as follows. And Joshua said to all the people, behold, this stone shall be a witness against us, and for it has heard all the words of the Lord that he spoke to us. Therefore, it shall be a witness against you, lest you deal flashy, lest you deal falsely with your God.
Okay. So it's Joshua.
Joshua.
So Joshua seems like a good guess, but Seth might be tricking us. It might be Chronicles or something. Who knows?
Mm, good point.
I'm still going with Joshua.
It's probably going to be Joshua, Deuteronomies, or Chronicles. I think I'm going to stick with Joshua, though.
What do you think, Mama?
I think Joshua.
So is everyone locked in on Joshua?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. You are correct. It is Joshua.
All right. Now it gets more tricky.
Now for the trickier part.
I'm trying to think, where did this happen in the story?
I'm thinking it was kind of more early in the
it's
book.
Either going to be
after they crossed the
or
river.
It's going to be after they
right
get through all those long
cross.
Things
right
about
the
land and how it was divided up.
I'm still going to go fairly early. I'm going to say chapter 3.
Caleb has locked in chapter 3.
I'm going to go the opposite direction and say it's toward the end of the book where he's kind of summarizing his life. And I'm going to say, I don't know how many chapters there are in Joshua. Let's go with 20.
All right, 20.
I'm going to go in the middle. I'm going to say it's chapter 9.
Brad.
I think it's at the beginning when they're about to cross into the promised land. I'm going to say 2.
And unfortunately, none of you are correct. However, we do play by the Price is Right rules, so closest to it is, without going over, is always the winner. And the correct chapter is 24.
Ooh. Oh.
It is towards the end.
Huh. Wow.
It is okay. Joshua 24:27. So, Mama.
Okay, great.
Cool.
I'm going to have to go look that up now, read the context.
All right, Noah 2, Mama 2, me, Brad 0.
Noah has 3.
Oh, Noah has 3.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, gotcha. Next.
All right, here we go. This is the last one of my easier set. And it is, and now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had with you before the world existed.
Can I have first guess on that?
Sure.
I'm going to say John.
Okay. Mama has locked in John.
I think John too. I mean, let me clarify. I think John also, not second John. Yeah.
I'm going with John as well.
Well, I'll be the oddball and go with Psalms.
Okay.
The answer is John.
Yay.
Cool. Okay. All right. So now the chapter. Pretty sure I know where this is, but I don't remember the chapter number. I'm going to go with chapter 15.
All right.
I'm going to go with 18.
Brad?
I'm going to go with 19.
The correct answer is John 17.
Oh.
So you're all really, really close. However, Caleb is closest without going over.
Okay, good, Caleb.
Nice.
I wish I'd have gone with 17.
So close, Mama.
I know.
Do we have another one?
Yes. Now we enter round number 2. Now we're getting a little bit harder.
Oh, no.
We found the prison securely locked and the guards standing at the doors, but when we opened them, we found no one inside.
I'm going to go with Acts.
I'm going to second that.
I'm going to third it.
Acts.
All right, you're all correct. It is Acts. So, chapters, anyone?
That's what I don't know. Y'all might have a better guess than me.
Problem is which time in Acts is it?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking 3 or 4.
I don't know. I'm going to take a guess and say 8.
I'm going to go with 5.
I'm going to go with it's chapter 4. No, wait. I'm going to go back. I'm going to say it's 3.
6.
Okay, so we have 8, 6, 3, and 5.
And 5.
But not in that order. Okay.
Mama, you're correct. It is chapter 5.
Oh, yes. Okay. So bonus points for her. What verse is it?
Okay, I'm going to go with verse 23.
You're correct.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. That is amazing.
Oh, thank
Ladies
you.
And gentlemen, Miss Carla Hardwick.
One of the very first and few times that has ever happened on
You should definitely playing. Get, like, upscaled points for that.
So what's the score now?
The score is currently Caleb with 5 points. Brad with 4 points, Mama with 6 points, and Noah with 4 points.
All right.
All right.
Ooh, here's a good hard one. And you made your people Israel to be your people forever, and you, O Lord, became their God.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was going to be tough.
I'm going to go with Psalms.
Can we read it again?
And you made your people Israel to be your people forever. And you, O Lord, became their God.
Yeah, Psalms.
Well, in my experience in playing this game previously, there are an awful lot of verses when you do them randomly that come out of that big book of Isaiah. So I'm going to say Isaiah.
That's true.
Caleb has said Psalms. Mama has said Isaiah.
I'll go with Jeremiah.
Just to be different.
Just to be different.
To take a chance.
I'm going to say Psalms.
And I'm going to say you're all wrong. So Aww. I'm going to accept guesses again since no one got it right.
Luke.
1 Samuel.
Ezekiel.
And I'll say that it's Romans.
You're still all wrong.
I'm pretty sure you only get 2 chances.
Is it a minor prophet?
No, it's not. Although okay. Caleb was pretty close with 1 Samuel because it's actually 1 Chronicles.
Oh, okay.
That was a tough one.
Yeah. I don't know.
Seth, what's the context of that verse?
Hey, I'm not in charge of context.
Okay. Tell Somebody.
Us. We need to know.
Tell
it
us.
Is 1 Chronicles chapter 17, chapter or verse 22.
1 Chronicles 17, 22.
Caleb is looking this up.
It says, then King David went in and sat in the Lord's presence and said, so it's part of David's prayer, a prayer of thanksgiving.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yep. Last question, folks. This one is going to pretty much decide the game.
This one is double points.
Oh. Ooh.
Better be a good right. one.
He answered, my Lord, O King, my servant deceived me. For your servant said to him, I will saddle a donkey for myself, that I may ride on it and go with the king. For your servant is lame.
I know.
Go ahead, Mama.
2 Samuel.
2 Samuel.
That's yep, what that's... I was going for. 2 Samuel.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll go with 2 Samuel.
We better be right.
All right, you are all together on this 2 Samuel, and you are all correct.
Oh, yay! Good.
Okay.
All right, I think the panel over here should start with the chapters, since the two over here seem they think they know it.
I don't know that it's. I'm thinking this would be later in the book, so I'm gonna go with like. 20. Chapter 20.
Yeah, I'm thinking 23.
28.
Very confident in her answer.
I'll go ahead and go with 3.
Chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
The correct answer is chapter 19, Caleb.
Just over.
Which means by default, Noah is the winner of that.
Ding, 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 ding.
Congratulations,
ding, 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 ding,
Noah. Ding.
Final scores?
So let's have the context of the story. Does anybody know?
Caleb, will you or Noah?
Is it Saul's, what was it, son?
No, it's when David is fleeing Jerusalem because Absalom has taken the throne.
That's...
And I can't think of what the guy's name is.
Starts with Mephibosheth.
I think it was Mephibosheth.
I don't know.
Says in David thinks that Mephibosheth has turned on him, but it turns out that Mephibosheth's servant had deceived him, just like what he said there. And he goes to David and said, no, David, I'm on your side.
The key part there is the lame part.
Yeah, because he was lame.
You have to assume that it's probably Mephibosheth they're referring to.
So I'm the only one that had the story right. I just placed it further along. I thought it was further toward the end of the book.
However, our scores are Caleb with 7, Brad with 6, and then Noah and Mama are both tied at 8. So we're going to have a tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Ooh, all right, Noah.
This is going to be truly 100% random.
We'll see.
Not even filtered.
We'll see if the master...
For bad language.
Who's better, the master or the student?
Filtering the Bible for bad language. We can't guarantee this will be 100% family friendly. So here we go.
We can always bleep it if we need
Thy
to.
Thywordisgood.com. Randomly generated, Seth.
All right, here we go. Tiebreaker round. In the 7th month, Ishmael, son of Nathani, son of Elishama, of the royal family, one of the chief officers of the king, came with 10 men to Gedali.
And we're supposed to be able to figure this out.
This
keep
is
going.
This is why Seth curates them first.
The son of Ahikam at Mizpah, as they ate bread together there at Mizpah.
Okay.
Hey,
then.
Brad, do you know these names? Would you like to read them instead?
Okay, I'm going to be
really
thinking.
Let Brad do it.
Wow.
I'll let Brad read it.
Do you want me to read it?
Hang on.
Just give me one moment. I'm going to find it here.
I'm going to say it's in the Old Testament. Does that count?
I think that's good.
I get
that's
a point.
A good guess.
I get a point for that.
Well, you cut out 27. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Brad's going to read it now.
In the 7th month, Ishmael, the son of Nathaniel, son of Elishama, of the royal family, one of the chief officers of the king, came with 10 men to Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, at Mizpah, as they ate bread together there at Mizpah.
Wow, that was so much better than Seth.
It sounded a whole lot better, but my pronunciations weren't that much worse.
I have a guess. Are you ready, Noah?
Yeah.
I'm going with Jeremiah.
It's a good guess.
Noah?
I think I'm going to go with Ezekiel.
And the results. Dun dun. Dun dun. Dun dun.
Come on,
hold
Seth.
The suspense. Jeremiah!
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Noah, you should have gone with whatever Mama said. That way you could have at least got it down to a chapter and where no one has a clue, and then you just guess one.
Can I go ahead and guess the chapter?
She knows Jeremiah a lot better than I do. If it was Ezekiel, I would have had a chance because I know Ezekiel better.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, it's at the end of Jeremiah. It's after the Babylonians have come and taken them away. So I'm going to go with, I can't remember how many chapters are in Ezekiel. I mean, in Jeremiah. Let's go with 31.
You're only off by 10 chapters.
What was it?
41.
41. Okay. It was further along. Well, I did pretty good. Got
you
pretty close.
You are the winner.
Ding, yay! Ding, ding.
Congratulations, Ms. Carla. You have won this episode of Random Bible Verse Generator.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And now a word from this week's sponsor, Shuffleverse, the number one random Bible verse generator in the App Store. Because let's face it, we all occasionally need a spiritual pick-me-up, but don't have time to pull that dusty Bible off the shelf and randomly flip through pages. Shuffleverse offers inspiring random Bible verses, free from the constraints of their historical and literary context. Simply open the app and begin cherry-picking.
Unlike other Bible verse generators, Shuffleverse includes the complete Old Testament, helping you easily find your next Hebrew tattoo. Shuffleverse is endorsed by Nick Boring, pastor and best-selling author of Unsystematic Theology. Enter promo code HARDWICK and get a free subscription to Random Bible Verse Applicator, the popular app that provides random real-life application to verses intended for ancient foreign audiences. So go download Shuffleverse today. So that was a lot of fun. Let's move into our final segment of the show. We like to call Sound Advice, the part of the episode where you get to hear some advice from us. So let's see. I'm going to go first because my advice is pretty obvious.
Read your Bible.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a good one too. No, if you're craving a snack, call Brad.
Hey, I was going to say
phone number. Here's Brad's phone number. No, I don't know Brad's phone number.
But we know Rob's.
Yeah, if you need 333, no. Yeah, cool. So that's my advice. Noah, do you have any other advice?
You took mine, kind of.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, come bring gifts.
Yeah, come bearing gifts. The wise bring gifts. I'm pretty sure that's in the Proverbs somewhere.
Yeah.
About if you the wise bring gifts. Yeah. All right, any other sound advice?
Yes. If you don't have a Coke handy, drink a 7-Up.
Is that really advice, or is that just...
It's more commanding.
But if you don't have a 7-Up handy, then drink a Dr. Pepper. And if you don't have a Dr. Pepper handy, then drink a Sprite.
And if you're out of Sprite, Dr. Pepper, Coke, and 7-Up, just
Well, you can
forget
just pour
it.
The Pepsi in the sink.
I don't know if the Pepsi drinkers are going to like that. There goes another sponsor.
Oh, no.
The views and opinions expressed by our host do not necessarily reflect that. Hardwick Sound.
Miss Carla, do you have any advice?
Yeah, I'm going to wax serious here for just a moment.
Okay.
You really should read your Bible.
Yeah, you should.
You never know. I mean, when you're going to need to know that advice. No, yeah. I'm not...
It's like most of the time it's useless, but every now and then it might be helpful. Like, no.
Well, the more you read it, the more it soaks in, and yeah. It's just a good thing to do. So take my advice. Go get your Bible and go read
something. They don't have biblical questions on Jeopardy. I'm just going to say that.
Do they not?
They do.
Oh, they do. Yeah. Okay, they do have
so
biblical
basically
questions.
Your advice is, it isn't hard. No, wait. Yeah. How does it go?
Get a library card.
Having fun isn't hard when
and I
you
just
got
found
a
it on
Bible
YouTube,
card.
By the way.
Something like that.
There's only 66 books. It doesn't take that long to read them all.
Yeah, my Bible reading plan is so far behind. I'm embarrassed to admit it.
Okay, we're...
It's not, I'm not going to finish by January 1st. It's going to be like next July.
Oh, no.
What book are you
well,
supposed to be
reading,
on in your Bible
I'm reading,
plan?
I'm reading Proverbs, and it's slow reading through Proverbs because I have to stop and think after every verse.
Yes,
I'm
is.
Like, huh, oh, that's interesting.
Ponder about this.
Yeah, and then I move on to the next one. I'm like, okay. It's slow reading.
Well, that's exactly what the poetry section of the Bible is for, though. It's to make your brain slow down and think about it. It's not like the exciting parts where you just got to read the next page to see what happened, you know? The poetry section slows you down and makes you think about it.
Yep.
So you're doing just what God intended.
Oh, that's
good
great.
Job.
God intended me to be a month behind on my Bible.
Well, when you get to all those exciting minor prophets, just read through them very quickly.
Exciting minor prophets. Actually, I read a few of those. Those are kind of interesting. But anyway, Brad, do you have any sound advice for us?
I actually do. Asked me to come up with something. So I've been thinking about the eclipse. Everybody's talking about that coming up.
Yeah.
And so my sound advice, there's two parts to it. The first part is do not look directly at the sun.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
That
don't
is
it.
Sound advice.
You know, I did that sometimes when
no.
I was little.
Hold on. That is not sound advice. That is eye advice.
That's true. Okay. I would stare at the sun, and if you stared at it long enough, it would start leaving spots on your eyes,
right?
And then you keep staring at it, and then the sun starts like turning like a turquoise color.
Is this why you wear glasses now?
Probably.
If there are any children listening to this, do not do what Caleb just said.
Do not do what I just did. All right, Mr. Brad, what's the
second part?
Part
is look at the sun.
That seems contradictory.
S-O-N.
Oh, drops the mic. Drops the Bible.
Bible drop.
You ever do that when you're preaching? Just like,
drop
just
it
like,
right oh, on them.
Drops the mic. No, that's great. So
don't look at the S-U-N, but look at the S-O-N.
Go beyond the worldly system and all the things that are happening here on this earth.
Question, do we have any of those solar viewing glasses left?
Do you have to have special glasses to look at the S-O-N?
You might have to. You might have to have your worldview glasses on to look at the
Boy, this is getting abstract.
Wow. Yes.
So, listen, this is probably the best advice we've ever given. Read the Bible and look at the Son of God. Wow.
We should end right now before we say anything stupid.
But please do not drop the podcast mics. No. I bought those. Those are expensive. Okay. All right. Hey, that was a lot of fun, guys. Thank you, Mr. Brad, for coming on.
Thanks
for having me.
Thanks for the snacks.
Hey, it's time for ice cream.
Did Brad bring ice cream?
He did.
Let's go.
Ice cream. Just one more thing.
So much sugar, right?
One more thing, folks. Say it with me.
Stay safe and don't be stupid.
So long. Don't look at the sun. So long, everybody. Bye-bye.